Shalom, love and blessings, Yahites, family of Yah. This is Judah, and today we're going to be looking into the Colossians 2:16 lie that I'm going to expose as a lie. You're going to find this very interesting, and it's going to really impact your understanding of scripture from the lies that you've probably been told by your minister, you know. And I'm not saying willingly told, because they've probably been told it themselves to perpetuate the lie that they've told you, and so on and so on, and it's been passed down from generation to generation. So let's get into it. Let's see what this lie is, so that the truth will be able to set you free as you abide in the word of Yahushua and allow his word to abide in you. Okay, so let's go. Colossians 2:16, lie exposed. Now let me start with this scripture from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, in the second letter to Timothy in the Bible. Paul writes, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So what I have is a conversation between me and a person online. And their the context of my response is that the person I'm speaking to is stating that they can take any day and make it their personal Sabbath. So their statement was, "I still stand on Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. So let's read, what does that state in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16? "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of any holy day or holy day, or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." So that's the context. That's what she brought forth as the text that they were going to stand on. So now I'm just going to go through the conversation with the scriptures just to show how this Colossians 2:16 lie has been formulated. I responded, "That's a common scripture that is taken way out of context. To understand that verse, you have to read from chapter 1. So what is it in chapter 1 that we have to read? From verse 12 to 14. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." And the key point in those verses is this sentence, this phrase, "in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." And also in Colossians 1:19 to 22, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by him, to reconcile all things unto himself by him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." And there's two key sentences in there. Sentence one: made peace through the blood of his cross by him. Sentence two: now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So it's very clear that Apostle Paul is talking about the sacrifice of Christ and him, Yahushua, the Messiah, Jesus, the Christ, being the perfect offering. It says here, and it shall be, so before I go on, there's so much in what we call the New Testament or the testimony of the apostles' testimony. There's so much that is actually based in the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. In other words, they were quoting directly from specific passages because remember, the New Testament as we have it did not exist at that time. It was the apostles doing exactly what Yeshua told them to do, doing exactly what Yahushua directed them and instructed them in Matthew 28. He said, go into all the world. Make disciples of all nations. How? By teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. So the apostles were teaching what? Everything that Yahushua had commanded to the new disciples, whether they be Jew or Gentile. It didn't matter if they were Yahudim, all right, or whether they were from the Gentile nations, or the Goyim. So, when Paul was writing the verse regarding no man judging the disciples, the believers in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, he was quoting from Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel. And we're going to go there and we'll go back to Colossians. So it's Ezekiel 45, verse 17. It says, it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feasts and in the new moons and in the Sabbaths, in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel or Yasharel. That's where this Colossians 2:16 verse comes from. So when we see, what was he saying? If we go to, let me go to Colossians 2:17 and you get the context. It says, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. It says, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. The body is of Christ. There we have the context now when we go into Colossians 1. And it's speaking about we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him. And he says, now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable, in his sight. So, this is being used by Christians all around the world to state that you don't have to keep any holy day, any new moon, any Sabbath days. That's what they use this for, but it was actually speaking about the sacrifice that Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, had made. It was fulfilled in Christ. So we don't have to We don't have to make any sacrifices. And my response to this person was, the verse you quoted is to do with offerings. The believers not only kept the Sabbath, they actually observed the feasts and the days in observance of what Christ commanded, but they never presented sacrifices because they were in Christ, because Christ fulfilled the law of sacrifice, which is also the reason that there is no need to get circumcised. In Matthew 23, we see that Yahushua said, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but do not follow their example, because they do not practice what they teach. So this person responded and added freedom from human rules. And I said, I think you will find that the rules being spoken of here were not human rules. They were commandments given by Yah himself, as quoted by Yahushua, Jesus himself. The human rules came from the Pharisees. As we read again in Matthew 23, they crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. So in conclusion, I responded to this person and I say here, we cannot cherry pick scriptures, which is what many ministries do, and teach lies to people. And therefore they're not making disciples, but making them workers of iniquity. They're not making the believers into disciples. They're making them and training them to be workers of iniquity. It is eternally dangerous to take scripture verses out of the context that they were written in. Shalom, love, and blessings. So there we have it, short and sweet. The reason why this lie, based on Colossians 2:16, has been perpetuated. You don't actually see the Apostle Paul actually saying that we are not meant to keep the Torah of Yah. When he speaks about law, he's really speaking regarding what the Pharisees were stating that we're not meant to keep. You know, in Acts, he was advised by the other apostles to ensure that people understood that he upheld the law, that he keepest the law, the Torah. So I hope this has given you some clarity on Colossians 2:16. If you want to ask any questions, by all means, get in touch. Go onto the website at yahites.org. You can click and leave a message either via email, or you can leave an audio message. And it's yahites.org. That's yahites.org. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. I'm more than willing to ask any question, answer any questions. And even, you know, I've been inviting people on, you know, to discuss scripture in the light of what they teach, and, you know, just to ensure that people are getting the truth, and, you know, that we speak the truth in love, so that the liberty wherein Christ has set us free, then when the Messiah sets us free, we're not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Okay, so, but It seems that very few even want to speak, because I don't go from personal opinion. I go from the Torah, from scripture, and this is not about opinions. It's, as I said at the end of the message, it's eternally dangerous to take scriptures out of the context that they were written in. But I pray that Yah bless you, Yah keep you, Yah cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace. Shalom, love, and blessings.